This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, entitled Scheduled Incarnations, text number 36. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Narayanam Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirayat. Nastapraishu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Kalena. Milita. Diyam. Avamrishya. Renam. Stokayusham. Svanigamo. Bata. Duraparaha. Avirhitas. Tvanu Yugam. Sa. Hi. Satyavatyam. Vedadrumam. Vitapasho. Vibhajishyatisma. Kalena milita diyam avamrishyanrenam. Stokayusham svanigamo bata durapara. Avirhitastvanu yugam sahi satyavatyam. Veda druman vitapasho vivajishyati sma. Ladies, in course of time, milita dhyam of the less intelligent persons, of amrishya, considering the difficulties, nirnam of humanity at large, stoka ayusham of the short-living persons, Svanigamaha. The Vedic literature is compiled by him. Bata, exactly. Durapadaha, greatly difficult. Avirita, having appeared as. Tu, but. Anuyugam, in terms of the age. Saha, he, the Lord. He, certainly. Satyavatyam, in the womb of Satyavati. Vedadrumam, the desire tree of the Vedas. Vitapashaha, by division of branches. Vivajishyati, will divide. Sma, as it were. Translation, responsibly, please repeat. The Lord himself, in his incarnation as the son of Satyavati, or Vyasadeva, will consider his compilation of the Vedic literature to be very difficult for the less intelligent persons with short life. And thus he will divide the tree of Vedic knowledge into different branches according to the circumstances of the particular age. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Herein, Brahma mentions the future compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam for the short-lived persons of the Kali Age. As explained in the first canto, the less intelligent persons of the age of Kali would not only be short-lived, but also perplexed with so many problems of life due to the awkward situation of the godless human society. So it is explained in the first canto, Prayena Payusobhya Kalo Asmin Yuge Jana. In Kali Yuga, there are many problems. This is like the winter age. In the winter, you can see by the reports from America how people's activities are slowed down and even stopped by harsh weather, very severe weather. That's the winter age. So in Kali Yuga, the harshness is manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. People are unlucky. They're short in duration of life, as is emphasized here. But even in a short life, people are troubled by bad karma. They have very superficial interest in spiritual life, although generally one would think that when there's a lot of distress, one would naturally turn to the Lord or the Supreme or some very powerful personality for help. But unfortunately in this age, the majority of the population are so dull-brained that they won't turn to God. And they foolishly proclaim that I do not believe in God. There is nothing more foolish than the statement, I do not believe in God. First of all, a blind man may say, I do not believe in the Son. But what is the value in a blind man's belief? You may or may not believe in the Son. The Son is there in the sky. You don't have eyes. Secondly, I do not believe in God means that you have seen everywhere within the universe, you've understood everything perfectly, and therefore you can say, I do not believe in God. Otherwise, you may say that I am searching for God, I have not yet found Him, but to say that you conclusively do not believe, it's a contradictory statement. It is also foolish because it suggests that you have the capacity to understand God. That there is no qualification for knowing God, for understanding God. He's just somebody you can approach and see at your will. If I visit any city in the world, but let's say Bombay, for the first time, and I look around, it's my first visit here, I don't know much about Bombay, but I look around and I see at 7 o'clock at night, the street lights go on, meaning the big lights, the intersection lights are working, I see cars driving on the proper side of the road. I see so many things happening according to guidelines, rules. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence to understand that there is some intelligent person. Now you could say some intelligent body or group of persons, that's all right. But at least there are persons who make decisions. There is a mayor of Bombay. I haven't met him, but it is reasonable by my observation. So to say, I don't believe in God, then who do you believe in? Who is organizing the universe? People have no answer. They just say, I don't believe. And that is why they are mandabhagya, very foolish and very unlucky. Because at least if you acknowledge that I believe in, and people do say this sometimes, a supreme power. Actually, what we want is a supreme powerful. The Shakti and Shaktiman is the power, the energy. We see the power, but that's coming from a source, from the powerful. It's a manifestation. But anyway, at least if you say, I believe in the possibility of the supreme Shaktiman, then there's hope, there's scope. Then you can go to the next stage. Well, how do I understand him? Are my senses limited? Yes. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Is that so bad? No, everyone makes mistakes, but to insist that our mistakes are perfect, that's stupid. We do make mistakes. Mahatma Gandhi made a mistake. Mr. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, he made a mistake. Even the world's biggest leaders make mistakes, lots of them these days. In fact, I don't know if they do anything right. But anyway, that's a separate issue. People tend to be an illusion. The biggest illusion we all know is that I think I am the body. Not only do I think I am Indian, as opposed to Pakistani or Arab or English or American. I am Indian, although 50 years ago we wouldn't have thought that I am Indian, he is Pakistani. We all just thought we're Indian. But now we think they're Pakistanis, they're different than we are Indians. Not only do we think in that way, but we think I'm Gujarati, I'm Marwadi, I'm Sindhi. We think I'm man, we think I'm woman, we think so many upadis, so many upadi in relationship to the body. Upadi in relationship to the body. Therefore, Shastra says, sarvopadi, the nirmuktam, tatparatrena nirmalam. You will be able to understand God when you give up your false conception of the self. So often I meet people nowadays who very sincerely cry out, I have to find my real self. And they're talking about becoming a dancer instead of a cricket player. Or they're talking about wearing Vaishnav dress as opposed to wearing mini skirts. I just spoke to someone yesterday, and she was so insistent to find herself. And I felt, yeah, I'd like to see you find yourself. But, by the way, you have nothing to do with the body. Your real self is a tiny particle of Krishna, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. You are Sat Chit Ananda. You're eternal, you're full of knowledge, and you're full of bliss, and your false self is Asat Achit Nirananda. It's temporary, it's full of ignorance, and it's full of suffering. So I would like to see you discover yourself, but using your intelligence, being guided by liberated souls who have achieved self-realization, not guided by television, by modern pop, like pop music, rock music, hip-hop, modern pop philosophers who urge people to find your true child within you, the real child within you, your real self. Find, go deep, you'll find that actually you're not a secretary, you're a fashion model. Didn't you know that? Stupid. But we have had our eyes open to a degree, and we have to pursue that. Otherwise, we will also be Manda Bhagya. And when there is very superficial interest in spiritual life, then all the other miseries of Kali Yuga are going to attack us and overcome us. Sarva Prakriti Jayagunai. We are being attacked constantly by radiation. We don't know it, but because of the depletion, because of the destruction of a layer around the earth, it's called ozone. The sun is a powerful globe. And the sun rays, if you're exposed directly to them, they can literally destroy your body. So there's an ozone layer around the earth that filters out ultraviolet rays. Just like, for example, many people today have cell phones, mobile phones. And most people do not know. It's like cigarettes. It says, cigarette smoking will kill you. In America, it says, will kill you. Here, they've watered it down. Can be injurious to your health. Might not be injurious to health, but it can be. In America, they insist now, cigarette smoking will kill you. Years ago, this type of restriction on cigarette smoking was not there because the public was not aware of it. Similarly with mobile phones, most Indians do not know that there is a danger with a mobile phone. If you use it a lot, you're getting radio waves. It's a radio, it's a tiny radio. And different frequency radio waves are passing through your head. It's like putting your head in a microwave oven where you heat things up, getting all these microwaves going through. And watch out, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, there may be an increase in brain cancer. So in the same way, we cannot see it, but we're getting attacked by so many impulses, so many radiation waves of Maya, and you won't be able to protect yourself. Just like with a mobile phone, there is a way of protecting yourself. You can keep the phone away from you and have a headset. You can speak through that. The waves will come here to the phone, and then you communicate through the headset. So you've got some protection. In the same way, we can protect ourselves from the fact that we are short in duration of life. We're troubled by bad karma. We can't make ends meet. We can't raise a family. It's so difficult. We're constantly struggling. But even all of these anomalies, all of these bad things, kaler dosha nide, it's a dosha nide. It's an ocean of bad qualities. Now, how do we understand this? Because the same description from the same scripture describes in Satyuga people lived for a long time. There was a predominance of goodness. And people had wonderful qualities. There was not a lot of gangsterism going on in Satyuga. There was no rape on the trains. They didn't even have trains. So gross machines. They had much subtler and easier ways of travel. Just like I'm here now. Now, you may say, well, your physical body didn't travel, but in a sense, I can be in America in 1 second by thinking, by strong meditation. I'm there in America. I'm in New York. I'm in Radha Govinda Mandir. I'm giving a class. The congregation is there, a nice group. So this is called travel on the mental plane. That was possible in Satyuga. People could do things in a much more sophisticated and less injurious way. So compared to Satyuga, Kali Yuga is an ocean of bad qualities. And we're stuck here. But by accepting the mercy of Krishna's incarnations, such as Vedavyas. Now, Vedavyas, he is not a svansa expansion. He's not a direct expansion of Krishna, but he is a shakti avesha. Vedavyas is a jiva, soul like you and I. He's anu, very small. Krishna's vibhu, very great. Krishna is the supreme whole. We are the parts. Amsa, mamai vamsa. So Vedavyas is that, but he's empowered by Krishna. He's not an ordinary jiva. He was thoroughly empowered to translate the Vedas. And we need literature. We need literature because we can't understand by hearing. We fall asleep when we even try to sit intelligently for 10 minutes. We fall asleep. I've seen devotees falling asleep while offering arati, standing up, what to speak of sitting down. Never forget the story of Makanlal in St. Louis when he was the president and was waking up the deities in the early morning. The devotees came down for Mangal Arati, and there was Makanlal on the floor, fast asleep, offering his obeisances to the deity. These things are going on. But Krishna is so kind that he gives us an opportunity to come out of the mode of ignorance. Advancement of material comforts of the body is activity in the mode of ignorance according to the laws of material nature. Real advancement of knowledge means progress of knowledge in self-realization. But in the age of Kali, the less intelligent men mistakenly consider the short lifetime of 100 years, now factually reduced to about 40 or 60 years, to be all in all. Well, especially for Americans, and even any group, like for example in India, 1 billion people, there is a large middle class. It's just come up over the last 15, 20 years, and especially in the last 5 years, 10 years. So you tend to be a little more healthy, you get better nutrition, whatever it is. And you look at the statistics and you say, no, the average age is 65, 70. But if you look at the majority of the population, the average age is between 40 and 50 in Asia, which comprises at least 2/3 of the world's population. And even in other places in the world, even in America, if you segment different groups, you'll find different statistics for average lifespan. So Prabhupada's saying here 40 or 60 years, which is true, it ranges from about 40 to 60. It is exceptional to live beyond 60, 65. And people take it as the all in all, because I don't have a lot of intelligence. I'm short in that, Manda, Bhagya, Manda, Sumanda. Many things are included. So for me to invest all of my energy in searching after self-realization, I can't do that, because what if I'm wrong? Then I lose this 10, 15, 20 years in education and 10 years in old age, and say I only live to be 50 or so. Then I've only got 10 or 20 years that I can enjoy sense gratification. So I've got to make a choice, and most people make the wrong choice. They can't see the forest because they're caught up in the trees that are right in front of them. There's an English expression, can't see the forest for the trees. The forest means the grand group of trees and mountains, and everything. That's the forest. But you're right up in front of some trees, and there's some problems there. One tree is maybe burning, and another tree is chopped down, or there are ants or termites. And you're caught up in the small things in the trees and you can't see the forest. We can't see the fact that life goes on after this body. We cannot understand Satchit Ananda. I am eternal, and it doesn't matter that I only have this one life. If I can only get one muhurta, one auspicious moment, Kim Pramatasya Bahu Bihir Parokshara Anariha Varam Muhurtam Viditam Gatate Shreya Sayata. Better to live a short life, even for one moment. Okay, we hope for many moments, but for emphasis, the scripture is telling us, your life will be more meaningful and more valuable if you live only for one moment, but in pure consciousness, than to live for hundreds of years like a tree with no consciousness. But we can't understand this because we're so attached to our sense gratification. And we think that this is all in all. We've been brainwashed, actually brain dirty. We need to be brainwashed. If something's dirty, it should be washed. But we've been illusioned. Through the medium of television, movies, these are all these impulses, this is all the radiation treatment we've been getting that destroys our capacity to think. Your option, your ability to think is being taken away from you. You're nothing but what the television says you are. You can't be a man unless you smoke Marlboro cigarettes or Will cigarettes or whatever it is. You're just not a real man unless you eat Vinny's chicken. You know, or whoever else, this Godrich. Unless you drink Johnny Walker, you're just not walking down life's path. And you get conditioned. People get conditioned. Just like Mr. Pavlov, he coined this expression, stimulus and response. We're there. And we have to break that conditioning now because we're not talking about them out there, we're also from that group. We are now cleansing our conditioning by hearing, by chanting, by seeing the deities, taking prasadam, many different strategies. Vedic remedy to cure the skin disease that we have. But we need this very much. Prabhupada says, they are less intelligent because they have no information of the eternity of life. They identify with the temporary material body existing for 40 years and consider it the only basic principle of life. Such persons are described as equal to the asses and bulls. So he's paraphrasing or quoting from a verse that someone who thinks that he is the body, who thinks his place of birth is worshipable, Jai Hind, Jai Hind, that's the meaning of life, that I'm a Hindu. You're not the body. You have nothing to do with any particular identification. But people want to maintain these foolish ideas. And sa eva gokara. I'm not saying the wisdom coming through the great sages of yore, of the past. They have proclaimed that anyone who thinks that I am the body, he visits places of pilgrimage just to take bath there. Not to meet any sage, not to hear transcendental knowledge, not to get his life transformed, but to get some punya so his business will do better. Anybody who does that is just like a cow or a bull or an ass. Because they also take bath in the river. So what? Intelligence means to understand the ultimate goal of life. Finally, after everything is said and done, what is the bottom line? You go through all the different levels and layers of cause and effect, reason, purpose, philosophy. What is the end? At death. Now this is Srimad Bhagavatam. This focuses us. Parikshit, he has everything. He has a kingdom. He has loving subjects. He has a family. He becomes a great lineage, powerful person. But by the will of providence, he has to die. And then he wants to know, what is my duty at the time of death? That's where we will get our knowledge from. This is intelligence. Not how to get a better motor car, how to get a better house, how to get a better bank account, more insurance policies. It won't help you a bit at the time of death. It won't help you even a little bit at the time of death. It's all been given to you by Krishna. And if I give you $10 million and you come up to me and say, look, I got $10 million. Do you think I'm going to be impressed? I'm the one who gave it to you. You can't approach God with your material opulence. He's completely nonplussed by it. In fact, his kingdom is so unlimitedly, inconceivably opulent, we're paupers in front of him. What will impress him is your surrender, your devotion, your practical bhakti, what you do practically with your senses in serving him. It's the only thing you're going to leave this world with. Otherwise, asses and bulls, no better. People should just start walking around going, hee-haw, hee-haw. Why do they talk? They're just asses and bulls. But the Lord, as the compassionate Father of all living beings, imparts unto them the vast Vedic knowledge in short treatises, like the Bhagavad Gita, and for graduates, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and for postgraduates, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Puranas and the Mahabharata are also similarly made by Vyasadeva for the different types of men in the modes of material nature, but none of them are independent of the Vedic principles. So it is a fact that Krishna has a plan how to help everyone. And you can be on any level you like. Yeyata mam prapadyante. You can surrender as much or as less as you desire. There is something for you. And we should not be envious of anyone who is a fool. But, again, the time of death, just you and Krishna. It's not like a community. I've come with my community and we'd like to enter Godhead here and we got a petition signed by all the members. No. You're naked. Nobody except for Krishna comes into this world with a suit made of millionaire. Nobody comes into this world with opulence and clothes and jewelry, and we come naked. And that's how we leave. We leave naked. The fire licks up and burn all our cloth and everything covering around us, then our skin, then the whole body is ripped apart. We leave naked. We come naked, we leave naked, we're alone. It's not like we die and we say, well look, I want all my friends to die too so we can have a joint funeral. You know, we'll all be enjoying together again on the funeral pyre. You know, I want my pyre to be next to my old friend here. It's not like that. You're alone. You're very much alone. You're alone now, although you think you have a wife and children and friends and community. You think you have all these associates. It's only in your mind. You're alone right now. And you're going to be alone at death, and it'll be more poignant then than ever. Because what you do at the time of death is going to determine where you go. It's all in your hands. What do you want? So you can be at any level and make progress. That's good. But you should definitely try for success. Srila Prabhupada came. He was also Shakti Avesa, empowered. And Srila Prabhupada came to show us practically how to live, how to eat. We should mold our lives and our communities and our projects. Everything should be. How can this conform with what our Acharya wanted? He is our Acharya. He will be our Acharya for the rest of the same part of Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada will be our Sanstapa Acharya. He's given the light. He's given the complete blueprint. He's given a lot of details. We can be happy in this world. We can be unattached. And at the time of death, we won't be alone. We can take guidance from Srila Prabhupada because he's living still and sound. You just have to listen carefully. The sound that you can't hear unless you open up your heart. You don't hear with your ears, you hear with your heart. So, the Lord Himself in His incarnation as the Son of Satyavati, Vyasadeva, will consider His compilation of the Vedic literature to be very difficult for the less intelligent persons with short life, and thus He will divide the tree of Vedic knowledge into different branches according to the circumstances of the particular age and the circumstances of the people in the particular circumstances of the particular age. So there are different scriptures, Mahabharata, Ramayana, etc. And they're all wonderful scriptures, and they can help us and guide us. But the Summum Bonum, the Amala Puran, the spotless Krishnesva Dhammo Bhagataye Dharma Jnana Vibhisaha, the light in Kali Yuga is Srimad Bhagavatam. So after reading Bhagavad Gita, you should read Srimad Bhagavatam on a daily basis. Try to hear it in the association of devotees that is best, and study it. This is guidance, this is light. For people in the winter age who have gone astray, who are struggling, it's up to us. Are there any questions or comments? I was told at the last moment to give class, and unfortunately I can't comment anything on today. Is we have lots of nice holidays. Good to be a Hindu, because, you know, practically every second day is a holiday. Anyone would like to say anything about the saintly persons who are disappearing and appearing today? Dharandat Thakur, great associate of Lord Chaitanya. Mahesh Pandit, now I've read up on him before, but I can't remember. Devaki Nanan, you know him? Mahesh Pandit?